We are on a mission to empower busy women with the tools and skills they need to grow successful, profitable, and purposeful handmade creative business.
A business that they are excited to jump out of bed for every single morning.
A business that allows them to quit the day job and start living life how they want to live it.
Welcome to the Handmade Business Podcast with your hosts Anna Maria and Lindsay Warren. Hello everybody, welcome to this week's episode of Handmade Business Podcast. Today Lindsay and I are speaking about a subject that I was going to use the word controversial, but it's not controversial, but it does spark conversations from different perspectives, and that is the law of attraction. So everything to do with manifestation, visualization, and so much more. I don't want to make it sound like it's all woo, because this is definitely, we are breaking it back, we're pulling it back, we're talking about the science, we're talking about how to use it, why we like it, our own personal experiences, why it's beneficial in business, and loads of resources. So it's a really fun episode. If we start kind of just talking about what we feel it is, what we feel the law of attraction is, kind of in our own personal words and from our own experiences. So if I just give my side first. So to me, the law of attraction is kind of as it sounds. So it is the law of attracting things towards yourself. So without going too much into the science yet, if we talk a little bit about frequencies, this is how I always try to explain it to people. So let's say you wanted to listen to BBC, but you were plugged into Capital. You can't possibly expect the BBC to play through the radio. You're only going to get Capital. So you have to turn the frequency, you've got to turn it over to BBC in order to receive the BBC. And that is basically how I see the law of attraction. So you have to be on the same frequency, the same pathway to what it is that you are trying to achieve in order to attract it towards you. So that's kind of a very simple way of kind of metaphorically explaining how what I believe the law of attraction is, but we will delve in much deeper as we go along. Lindsay.
I thought I'd just share a little bit about how I even came across to know what the law of attraction was. On my business journey, I remember being in a group and people talking about this book called The Secret. And I was like, well, and then people saying, oh yeah, I love The Secret. And I was like, what's The Secret? What is this big secret then? So being nosy, a bit like I am, I had to go and do a bit of investigating. And so I went and got this book, The Secret. And that was kind of my, I suppose, my introduction into it. And I loved the concept of it. And I could see how actually in my life, the law of attraction, you know, it was affecting things. But I suppose on the simplest level for me, I feel like the law of attraction is kind of like you're putting your focus really on what you want and taking it away from what you don't want. And when you sort of focus on what you do want, you know, that makes you feel good. It focuses you on what you want, but it makes you take action as well. So that's the thing for me. It's a bit like what you've said about the frequency is about the feeling. You have to feel really good about something. You need to start taking action, even if you don't necessarily know what the full journey is going to look like. But you have to start taking action to achieve the things that you really want.
I thought actually I should probably say how I came across the law of attraction, because I think I was at uni, so the second time, so I think I must have been about 21, something like that, so it's like 12 years ago, and my sister's boyfriend's brother at the time, he said to me, oh, there's this book, Anna, have you heard about it? It's called The Secret. And I was like, oh no, I haven't heard about
so
it.
So yours was The Secret too?
Yes, it was.
We love
it was
that.
The Secret too. Now I've always, since being, I don't know, maybe about 10, 11, I've always been interested in crystals, and I got my first tarot deck when I was 12. So I've always been a bit woo. So that was nothing. I didn't think, oh, I don't, you know, this, I can't gravitate towards this. I was very much gravitating towards it as soon as he told me what it was. So he had the book and he let me borrow it. And as soon as I opened the pages and started reading, I was like, oh my goodness, this is amazing. And I could just, it just fit. I just got it straight away.
Yeah.
I always had the law of attraction, frequencies and manifestation and visualization. I always had that at the front of my mind. I think the first time I ever had a vision board, well, I got a check first, actually, the secret check, which you can still download from their website. I think that was probably the first thing I ever did, and I had them in my bedroom. And I also had, yeah, I definitely had a vision board when I was at uni. So, yeah, so it's about 12 years since the first time I ever did a vision board, but we'll get into that later. So shall we just go and kind of dip in to why we like it before we go into the sciencey things? Why do we like it? Why do you like it, Lindsay?
So for me, when it comes to business, I think it's so easy for, you know, especially handmade business owners, we can get stuck in things like, oh, I'm not getting the sales, and, you know, and when you really, I feel like when you really focus in on that negative stuff, you kind of just go down a rabbit hole, and it shuts your mind to looking for possibilities and new things. Whereas when you feel good about something and you focus on what you want, whereas if you go away and you focus on, right, how can I get the sales, what your mind will automatically start doing is it will start looking to give you answers of those questions, you know, because our brains are really, really clever. And, you know, you then might get some inspiration to do something new on your business. You might sign up to a course. You might see somebody else do a social media post, and it sparks an idea, because I feel like it opens your mind when you're focusing on what you want rather than what you don't want. If all you do is focus on, I'm not getting the sales, that is, your mind will give you all the reasons why you're not getting your sales. And it can really then make you feel deflated about your business. You show up in a different way. So for me, it's about making you feel good, and moving in the direction of, you know, what you want to achieve in business or in your life. You know, obviously this isn't just related to business, but I do feel that, you know, the business side of things, I feel like the law of attraction really, really helps you no end, because you're just putting your attention on what you want to achieve and not what's, you know, not what's going wrong or what you're not achieving. You're putting your focus on the good stuff.
Yes,
what
exactly.
What about you, Anna?
Well, I think because I've suffered quite a bit over my lifetime with depression and anxiety, I think the law of attraction is a great way to get yourself out of those head spaces, basically. I mean, I think it's Jen Sincero in a You Are a Badass book. And everything that we talk about, by the way, I will link everything in the show notes. I think she says something like, okay, so you've said that, and the universe says, your wish is my command. It might even be Rhonda Byrne in The Secret book, actually, something about, you know, your wish is my command. It's like a genie in a bottle kind of thing. So if you think negatively and you think negatively and think negatively, you will get negative. But it's the same the other way around. So it's not easy to just think positively, and especially when, if you're in a really bad situation or something really horrible has happened, or you're in something traumatic's happened, or something, you've lost something, it's really difficult to just go, oh, well, I'm just going to think happy thoughts. You know, it doesn't just work like that. It's a muscle, and it's a practice. Like they always say about a meditation, it's a meditation practice, because you have to practice it. It's exactly the same with the law of attraction. You do not just wake up one day and become an athlete in the law of attraction. It takes training, and it takes research, and it takes bodybuilding. Like, you've got to put the effort in, but it's worth it. Because isn't it better for us all to think positively and be happy and attract goodness towards us than the opposite? Even yeah. though, as human beings, like I said at the beginning, we have been programmed the other way. Because if we go back to kind of like, you know, evolution, we needed to always be thinking that danger was around the corner, otherwise we might be eaten by a mountain lion or something similar. So we've got that evolutionary danger, danger everywhere. And so our bodies, our brain tries really hard to keep us in a comfort zone and safe. And so it always tells us, you can't go down there because something bad might happen. Oh, you can't do that because something bad might happen. And it's just an evolutionary thing. It's not our brain's fault. We have to be grateful for that, because we wouldn't have even survived and evolved if we didn't have that. That was necessary. But the thing is, it's not necessary anymore. So that's why we kind of have to change it up and say, thank you for that, but I don't need that anymore. And I'm going to focus on this instead. And that's how I started to try to reprogram. And I am definitely a work in progress, but that was how I started to just kind of say, thank you, but I'm going to go this way, actually. And obviously I don't get to do that every day, because sometimes it's really difficult, but I am trying, and I know that everybody else can try it. So that's why I like it, because I think it's better to have it this way than to have it the other way.
Oh, definitely.
Well, I like what you said about taking action. Yeah, do you want to go into that about, you know, it's not just about sit on your bum kind of thing?
Yeah, so I think sometimes, you know, people can sort of read about the law of attraction and they do the visualizations. Obviously, we'll go into that sort of further down the line, and they just think that everything's just going to land in their lap. But actually, you know, for me, I feel a lot more that it is about, you know, taking action and then and seeing where the journey takes you. So just for example, say like you want a dream holiday somewhere. If you never ever do any research, so, you know, about perhaps what the costs are, what you'd like to do when you were there, you know, what sort of money would you need to go on that dream holiday? You know, yes, there might be a chance that you might win it or whatever, or you do get a little windfall and you can go away on that holiday, or you borrow the money or what have you. There are obviously ways, but if you never even look into it, you know, how are you ever going to know whether that's going to be something that you can work towards? And I do just feel like it's all about, you know, taking little tiny steps. I mean, that's just one example. And, you know, when it comes to things like your business, you know, when I wanted to first do online courses, it wouldn't have been no good just sitting there and imagining them. I had to learn how to create a course and, you know, get really clear on what I wanted that course to look like and things like that. So for me, it is knowing what you want, you know, focusing on it and then taking the steps are the things for me that I feel like that work when it comes to the law of attraction. What about you, Anna? What are your thoughts on taking action?
Yeah, well, I mean, I've got a really good example with taking action, because when I first started Jewelry and Gems, so the first shop, I wasn't the main breadwinner. I was a contributor, shall we say. However, during the process of kind of working on Jewelry and Gems and learning everything I was learning at the time, my partner lost his job, and it became apparent that I was going to have to be the main breadwinner. Process, I had already kind of stumbled across lockets, and I had all these amazing ideas, and I just thought, I've got to make it work with the lockets so that we can financially support ourselves. And that was it. Like, there was no question about it. I was going to make sure that the locket shop and Jewelry and Gems, so Memories and More Gifts and Jewelry and Gems, was going to financially provide for us. So I had vision boards all over the house. In every single room, there was a vision board. I knew I was completely obsessed all the time in thinking about how, hearing the ka-ching. I felt it in my body, how it was going to feel like to see my orders going up, because there was no other option. It was a very stressful time. Like, do not get me wrong, I was pregnant with my second child and we had nothing, but there was no two ways about it. I was going to make that shop a success. And that shop is by far my most successful shop still to this day. So,
wow.
But I did the research I was doing the visualizations, but I was taking action. But the law of attraction, because I was doing those three things, the law of attraction was giving me breadcrumbs along the way, like, oh, you need to read this document, or you need to watch this video, or, you know, you need to sell this product in the shop or change it to this bit. There was always breadcrumbs that I hadn't necessarily thought about. Maybe it was an idea that came to me in the shower, because they always come to me in the shower. And as planners, my new business, that was an idea that I popped into my head in the shower. Everything comes to me in the shower. I don't know why, but it just does. Maybe it's the water. I love the sea. But yeah, so it's like that to me is precisely what we have to do. We research, we visualize, we take action, and the law of attraction will give you the extra breadcrumbs. You make it that bit magical and spur you on forward. But you cannot sit on your bum. It is not about sitting on your bum. Do not get me wrong, and I will talk about this in a bit. There has been times where things have just happened and I wasn't necessarily doing lots of work for it. But I think it is definitely about having that feeling and that no two ways about it opinion of, I'm getting that, that's happening, and that is it. Do you agree?
Yeah. I think from hearing you talk, you know, about your business, you were putting all your focus on those results and you were taking action. You were, you know, and I think that's sort of one of the main things. It's really that saying, you know, where focus goes, energy flows.
Exactly.
I think is so true. And one thing I kind of, you know, for people that are listeners thinking, oh, what is all this? This is a way too woo-woo for me. If I was to have a conversation with my husband, I'll be completely honest. If I had a conversation and said, what do you think to the law of attraction? He probably wouldn't even have a clue what I'm talking about. But if I say to him, let's not talk that up. You know, if you start talking about something bad, we say, let's not talk that up. So we, you know, in our house, we do kind of, we know about it, but we perhaps just call it something different, you know. So that's kind of the thing that we say, that when we start going down any kind of negative, you know, alleyway, which you can do, you know, you get in a conversation and, oh, this is going to bad, this might happen and that might happen. And then we're like, oh, no, we don't want to talk that up. So, you know, even if you think this sounds way too woo-woo for you, I kind of think a lot of you may have heard more those kind of than any, you know, than if you've not heard of the law of attraction before. It can be just as simple as that you're not, you know, about talking stuff up.
It kind of plays into failure as well, because I think it's a really, we've all heard of the word failure. And, you know, there's been times in all of our lives when we've been focused on something and we're not thinking, or, you know, I am, but maybe other people aren't necessarily thinking about the law of attraction. They're just going for it. They've got a goal, that they've got their eyes on it. They're doing all they need to do to get there. And then they may fail. And then you've got two options there. You can either see it as a failure and stop, or, which is what I try to do, I'll just see it as a workaround, something I've got to learn from. Yeah. And actually the universe, because, you know, that's another term for it, the universe is pushing me down another path. I had to have that failure. You know, lots of people think like that. They'll think, okay, I just had to do that. You know, what is it? Go through what you go through. Like, I had to go through that. So even though they may not necessarily be thinking, oh, this is the law of attraction and this is the universe and blah, 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 and being pushed down this frequency, they're just using, as you say, just different terminologies, but it's the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I definitely agree with that.
And if we kind of strip it back then, and I talk a little bit about the sciencey bits. So the law of attraction and kind of frequencies and things like that, they fall into a band of physics called quantum physics. I will not in any way get into detail about this, even though it is awesome and it is extremely interesting. It's not something that I am 1% qualified to explain. But I'll link a video in the show notes about an experiment called the slit experiment, and it's been 1950s.
I do like that experiment.
Doesn't it give you it gives me goose pimples, yeah, just thinking about it. And that explains about, or it kind of proposes the theory on parallel universes. Now, I know people are going to go, what's a parallel universe? No, that's just too much. But unfortunately, guys, well, not unfortunately, but fortunately, that's true. You know, there are parallel universes. There's scientific facts to prove that there are. The slit experiment explains how, or it proposes how you can move from one place to another place, but be at the same place at the same time. So, and that kind of comes into the law of attraction, because one of the basis of the law of attraction is that if you visualize it, if you can see it in your mind's eye, that means it's for you. There's no two ways about it. If you can visualize it, it doesn't matter what it is or how extreme or how ambitious or how out there you think it is. If you can see it, you can achieve it. And the split experiment shows how we can be in two places at once. So we can always cross over into our other person. Again, I don't want to go down. This is too much of a rabbit hole. But we can go, we can cross over to our other person. So if we can see it, we can have it. So that's the first thing. So that's quantum physics side. Also, there's the reticular activating system. And that's actually a part of your brain that will spot things or pop things out to you, or make something more obvious if you've been thinking about it. So, you know, what we talked about, if with, you know, the law of attraction leaving breadcrumbs, if you're thinking about it and that's all that you've got in your brain, your brain will naturally just pick out the stuff in your environment that matches whatever it is that you're thinking about, i.e. it attracts it. So I think we may have spoken about this last time on the podcast about, if you think about yellow things and you know, yellow, and then you look at, open your eyes and you look around the room and yellow will just bounce out to you. But if you think about yellow, and you open your eyes and you look around the room for red, not going to happen.
Yeah.
Because the reticular activating system is focused on the yellow. So that is the other principle, and that is a part of your brain. It's actually in there. It's definitely there. So it's the same thing. Let's say you want to manifest money into your life. The reticular activating system will literally show you either money in its physical form or ways in which to get the money. Those breadcrumbs that I was talking about. But you have to believe it first, and then, you know, you'll move on. And then the third thing that I wanted to say was an example, well, two examples, but kind of meaning the same thing. Astronauts, when they're going to out of space, obviously they're going to be in space for a very long time, and they can't do exercise because there's no gravity, guys. So they have to learn how to do exercise in their mind. But it is scientifically shown that their body believes that they're doing the exercise, and they still stay fit. They can get their heart rate up. They can even improve their muscle growth from doing nothing. They're just sitting down and imagining it. That's all that they're doing.
Wow.
So the same thing. I mean, isn't that just fascinating?
Yeah, I suppose I didn't know that about the astronauts, that was something that they sort of do, but I suppose I was more aware. I've heard lots of stuff about, like, the placebo effect.
Exactly.
And, you know, how that people can have, like, fake operations, but they have the same results as someone that's actually had the real operation because they believe it and they get the same results. So, you know, I think it's so easy to underestimate the power of our minds. You know, and there's loads of examples. If you know, research the placebo effect, I've read loads of different books that mention it in one way, shape or form. I hadn't heard the astronaut story. Yeah, so I think it is that kind of thing, like the power that we really have, you know, it fascinates me.
And we're only literally using about 10% of our brain, if that. So imagine if we harness the other 90%. I mean, it just blows my mind to think about all the things we could do. And I would sooner be thinking like that of, oh, the potential. Our brain can literally do anything, and we can trick it. That's the point there, is that we can trick it into thinking that we are doing something else. So it takes, that takes a bit of rewiring and practice. It is a practice, like I said.
And I think there's, you know, like a lot of books and things that I've read, they kind of talk about that our brain doesn't know the truth, you know, but that our brain doesn't know what's real and what's not real. So, you know, tell it great things, because, you know, it's not going to necessarily know. I know, like, and we'll probably get onto this a bit more when we get onto the vision stuff, but when athletes, they, you know, when they visualize themselves winning a race, when they've had stuff where their brain has been monitored and all that kind of thing, that they can see that, you know, the effects on the brain is the same if they're visualizing it or whether it's actually, or even if it's actually happening to them. So that's why, you know, when you really realize how powerful your thoughts are, I think it can really change quite a lot of things for you.
Exactly. And that's an excellent point. The fact that the athletes, when they are visualizing versus actually doing, the brain is thinking the same, feeling and acting the same. So that's incredible. So, you know, all of these things just go to show what we can actually achieve, and that nothing is impossible. You just have to have faith and belief, and you do have to take action, but yeah, faith and belief, that's all you need to start off with. Yeah. So shall we talk about kind of how do we use law of attraction in our day-to-day lives?
So I suppose I do have a vision board, and we'll get onto those. I suppose for me, it is very much thinking about where I want my attention to go, what I want to achieve, you know, and even in like corporate roles and stuff I've had, like where we've had to do like appraisals and stuff, they've changed over the years, you know, because the way that they're written now is that you say by the end of the year, I will have achieved this, and you're putting yourself in that position of that, of being that person that's achieved those goals. You know, and I found that really funny at first. I was like, oh my God, this is so law of attraction. So it is about constantly trying as much as I can to focus on the direction I want to go in. Different practices, and I might have mentioned this before, is doing some writing on a Sunday, as if I'm 10 days in the future and what might have happened in them 10 days, what I wanted to achieve. But I'm writing it in the sense of that these things have happened already, that, you know, and when you put yourself in that mindset that, and you start to think, wow, you know, if I've achieved that in my business, or this has happened in my personal life, you know, all those things, that they're just really good feelings. So, and obviously things aren't going to just happen in just like that. And you do really have to look for the signs, like, you know, like you mentioned, you called them breadcrumbs, Anna. And I suppose an example of that is when I started my sort of my newest page on Instagram, wanting to have success in my business and more clients and growing my following. And then within a few days, I had the inspiration to set up this new page. And that new page is actually absolutely transforming my business, you know. So for me, you know, doing little practices like that can really help you sort of going forward. So I suppose they're the kind of ways, you know, it's focusing. I do some meditation every day. When I run, that's probably when I get my best ideas, because I'm feeling really good. My mind's a bit quieter. I've got my music playing really loud. It's like my version of a mobile disco going on. And yeah, so they're all the kind of ways really from where I've been putting my attention really. So what about you, Anna?
Well, I, like I say, have a vision board. I've always had a vision board for, as I say, 12 years. And on my vision board, I have the thing with the vision board is it's very important that the images, when you look at them, they spark an emotion in you, because the emotion, the feeling is really important. The feeling bit is kind of how you get onto that frequency. So they have to make you feel deeply passionate. So I've got various things from, you know, what I want my future home to look like, where I want to go on holiday, obviously business related stuff. But then I've also got quotes that that kind of stick, that I can say is more like mantras, and I do say them whenever something pops into my head regarding finances. My mantra is, money is energy, money flows easily, I am financially abundant. And I just say that. Like, I just say it in my head. In fact, I've started to say it even when I'm not thinking about money and I'm thinking about something else in a negative way, and I just pop that in and it just switches my brain away from whatever it was that I was thinking. And again, it's a practice.
I think for me, it's about finding the things that feel really good for me to do. And then the things that just are a bit more tricky, then, you know, and that's not to say that if I practiced that a lot more that I couldn't get it to work. But I suppose, yeah, that's kind of my thing with it, is just when I focus too much on one particular outcome, I find it harder. Whereas if I'm just open to, you know, I might still achieve that amount of money in my business, but it might come in different ways. You know, I might sell a course, I might get a coaching client, I might, you know, sell stuff more in my handmade business. So for me, it's just being a little bit looser with how it's all going to happen.
And I think that's a great way to be, actually, because I think when you tie yourself down, and I don't even really think you're meant to tie yourself down fully, because then it's too rigid. As long as you're just focused on the end goal and not focused on the journey,
you're just
focused on where you're going rather than how in the heck you're going to get there. That you're going to get there. I think that's essential. And I think, I don't know if I've always been so strict, and maybe I should probably be more looser, but there are other things in my life where I wouldn't be able to be so, you know, filling in a vortex. You know, when it's, let's say it's to do with going on a holiday, or my big thing at the moment is, because I don't actually know how to drive, so I am manifesting the pathway to learn how to drive. So
that's
I'm filling that gap. And I really want to put a time scale on it and a point in time, but I can't, because I've got that voice that you just talked about in my head about, what if I don't get it? What if I fail? Or what if I don't like it again? Or whatever it is. So, yeah, I can't be as strict with that as I can be. So I think it's versatile. And as long as you're just thinking about the goal, that's all we need to be able to do.
Yeah.
So, do you have a personal experience that you'd like to share?
I've got a really funny tale, actually. So this will hopefully make our listeners chuckle a little bit. And just to be mindful what you wish for sometimes, because although we think all these things that we want to manifest can take a lot of time, actually they can come around in quite a short space of time. So a few years ago now, and on Christmas Day, my husband stood next to the oven. And he was off down the pub at that point. I think I was feeling a little bit miffed because I was staying at home cooking Christmas dinner. But my daughter was a bit younger then, whereas now, actually, obviously not going to happen this year, but I go down the pub at Christmas dinner time as well. I'm not being stuck at home chained to the oven. But anyway, that's another story. So he stood by the oven and he said, "Ring me if you need me. What's the worst that can happen? The oven will pack up." What do you think actually happened?
Oh my goodness.
The oven packed up. So that Christmas, it took three ovens. And my parents actually live in the same village where I do. So off went the mums back home with trays of potatoes and things like that. And the Yorkshire puddings and all that stuff. So I think we eventually ate about 4 o'clock.
No.
And he did have to come back from the pub. And so that's where the thing about in our house comes from. Well, don't talk that up. That is very much,
Well, no wonder.
yeah. So, you know, be careful what you wish for, because really, what are the chances of that actually happening? That you stand by something and you say, what's the worst that could happen? The oven could pack up. That's exactly what happened. And, you know, that might sound really far-fetched and like, yeah, really, she's making that. Honestly, that is absolutely what happened.
That's
so, yeah,
crazy.
Yeah.
And that was on Christmas Day, was it?
It was on Christmas Day.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So, and it was so funny because he literally stood by the oven and said it. And it was like the universe said, your wish is my command. You will come back from the pub. Whether I had some inkling in that as well, because, you know, he was probably on the frequency. Yay, I'm going down the pub. And I was like, yeah, oh, you know, I want to be going down the pub. And I'm not going down the pub. I'm staying here cooking dinner. So maybe I had a little bit of influence over that as well, who knows. But yeah, but it's just so
your
funny.
Point of be careful what you wish for and you don't know how quick it's going to come around, that's very, very true. Yeah, so, but that's very funny.
Yeah.
And also a bit of, did you have to buy a new oven then?
No,
or
luckily
got it serviced?
We got someone out the next day. We knew there was like a friend of a friend who was able to come out and repair it on Boxing Day, which was really good. So it wasn't a major thing, I don't know, £30 job. It wasn't like, you know, but it was the inconvenience of not being able to cook my Christmas dinner.
So I've got a personal experience. I talk about them a lot because I really do love them. But the Bean Boss Girls, they were, or one of them, Kathleen, she was talking about if you are feeling doubtful about the law of attraction. If you're feeling doubtful about the law of attraction, then think of a word and focus on the word and or object and watch how it will kind of manifest itself. So you think about it for about 24 to 48 hours and then you just put it out there into the universe and you allow it to come. So she had been focusing on the word otter. And she doesn't live near a stream. She doesn't have any books with otters in. There's no reason for her to see the word or see an otter. But she was playing Scrabble with her son. And when she got her words, when she got her letters, they spelled out the word otter.
Ooh.
And she was like, oh, wow. So I thought, okay, I'm going to give that a try. So I was like, what is the randomest, weirdest thing that I'm definitely not going to come across, but I'll put it out there because I believe it, but I'll, you know, definitely not just going to come across it. And I thought, I'm going to think of the Pink Panther. So not necessarily the actual character, but just the words or the character, whichever came first, but just the Pink Panther. So I thought about it continuously, like walking up the stairs, making a cup of tea, whatever I was doing, I was just saying in my head, the Pink Panther, the Pink Panther, the Pink Panther, the Pink Panther. And then I let it go. After about, I think, maybe 48 hours, I just kind of let it go. Then me and my son and my daughter was in a pram at that point. We were going on a walk and we always walk the same, or at that point, we always walked the same way around our old house. And this one morning, my son was like, oh, can we go down this way? And I was thinking, oh, you know, it's going to be a bit longer. And we never really walked down there, but it was a nice scenic route. So I was like, okay, let's walk down there. So we walk down this bit and I'm thinking, oh, it's a bit muddy and I've got the pram. Maybe we should turn back. And my son was like, no, come on, let's go, let's go. So we walk up the hill, we get round the corner and I'm literally thinking to myself, right, the pram's getting really muddy. We need to turn around and go back. And my son's like, no, let's just go quick. It's before. And he starts running off and I'm like, Zachary, no, don't run too far. And as I look towards him running away, there was a little street sign. And on the street sign, there was a sticker that somebody had put up and it said the Pink Panther written on it. Like, literally, it still gives me goose pimples. I could literally cry. It makes me so emotional just for the simple fact that there was no, we had no reason to go down there. It was just because Zachary said, let's go. And he kept telling me to keep going. No, I was like, no, let's turn around and go back. And it was a sticker, you know, it wasn't always there. So I'd definitely never seen it before. We never went on that route anyway, because it was always too muddy. So there was the Pink Panther. There was no reason for it to be there. That they were actually a band or something that had just started up. You know, like when bands sometimes they put stickers on things. And so, yeah, they'd stuck a sticker on that sign that I saw. And I never saw them on any other... I never saw them anywhere else, just on that one sign that one day. And I've even walked past it again to see if it was still there. And it wasn't. So it's just there for me, just that one...
I love that. And I love how it was Zachary that actually made you go that way. You would have never ever gone, but he was so insistent that you needed to go on that path.
Yes, definitely. And kept pushing me to go down. So yeah, there's my little personal experience. And I have tried to do that kind of thing again. And it works. It works every time.
I must admit, I did do that because I feel like, you know, when you read all this stuff, it's kind of like, oh, I'm gonna test it out then. I'm gonna do a little test for the universe. So I did this last year, actually. It was last winter. And I'd seen a picture of something like, it was some kind of albino animal. So it was like a completely white version of an animal. So in my head, I was like, right, okay, universe, if you're really real, show me an albino deer. Now, I didn't even know if such a thing even existed, but because I didn't want to, with me it's about not giving things too tight a time scale or like the figures, so I didn't want to say I want to see it within 24 hours, because then if it didn't happen I'd be like, oh yeah, well it's not real anyway. So I try and avoid those kind of like time scales. So, and then it was probably about a month later, well, it was actually, I think it was on Boxing Day last year, I was watching my all-time favourite programme, which is called The Midwife. And anyway, on there comes on that programme, there was a white stag. And it was like, it really did give me goosebumps. I was like, oh my God, because I was kind of asking the universe to show me something I didn't really even know if it existed, you know. And it took a few weeks for that to appear, but it was on my favorite TV program.
Exactly. And that's always where they are. They're always like in the most kind of in the best places. When they appear, they're in the best places, because it puts it there so that you know, so that you know without a doubt this has been sent for you.
So if you're doubting any of this, then that was definitely what I would ask, to see something that you wouldn't normally see. Let that be your sign.
Yes, and do what Lindsay said about, you know, don't be too strict on the time scale. Just I focused for quite, as I say, it was like 48 hours. I just had it going around in my head. And, you know, do that, because there's nothing wrong with just having it in your head.
Not.
But don't be like, I need to see it by 3:01 tomorrow. And if it's not there, then that's it. I don't believe. Don't be like that. Just let it go and let it come to you, because it will. It will. Yeah. And that is a really good kind of like... it's like the gateway into this, because once you do that, you get the goose pimples, you get the feelings, and then you can move on to the harder stuff as you go in. And I think you just mentioned something as well about where you were kind of going there a second, where you said about inspiration, like when something kind of pops into your head. How did you word it? What you said something at the beginning. You were saying about the stag, and then you said something about it popped in. How did you cut? You were just, was it just something random? You just kind of.
So it was, yeah. So I'd seen, I don't know, I was probably on social media or something, and I'd just seen a picture of it with some kind of white albino animal. I can't even remember what that was. And I thought, oh, I never knew you could even get, you know, that was even a thing. Obviously, I knew about that occasionally there are albino animals, but not whatever animal it was, it seemed really random. And then this idea popped into my head to kind of test the universe on, you know, well, you know, if this is all real, then show me a white deer.
Yeah, it popped into your head. So that's what I was getting from. So it literally just popped in. So when you get those like strikes or, you know, of inspiration, go with them. Like they mean something.
Yeah, genuinely. Definitely.
Even if you can't do it right there and then, write it down, have like a little book. I have a dedicated, not a journal, because it's not really got sentences and it's just words sometimes, of things that have just popped into my head. Sometimes I just write them in my notes on my phone, where some things just come in, because I get loads of inspiration when it comes to business, and I can't do everything all at once. So sometimes I just have to write it down, and I'll have to come back to it at another point when I'm feeling a bit dry. I'll go to that point and I'll be like, oh yeah, I forgotten and written all of that stuff down. So yeah, those moments of inspiration, definitely remember them, don't let them go. So I thought maybe, because we probably need to be thinking about wrapping up,
we do,
what would be your best, if we talk about resources, so like books wise, what would be your best recommendations for books?
So I suppose for me, starting out, The Secret, you know, that's how we both started, you know, and whilst there are things missing in there, like getting on the right frequency, perhaps, and vibrations and things like that, I think that definitely that is one of them. And Rhonda Byrne, who actually wrote that book, she's just released a new one called The Greatest Secret. And I'm absolutely loving that at the moment. And I suppose that is kind of, it's a step on from The Secret. And it's very much about being aware. And I think more living in the present moment. And that's the kind of my takeaway, that, you know, we spend so much time in our thoughts thinking about what's gone on in the past or what's coming into the future, whereas actually, if you concentrate on in this moment, actually I'm okay, things are okay in this moment, and feel good about where you are and what you're doing, and this is all part of your journey, you know, that's kind of my takeaway from that book. So I would definitely recommend that. When it comes to money, we've both read The Money is it The Money Is Coming, Anna?
The Money Is Coming, it is, yeah. Sarah Aquisombi.
So yeah, that is a really good book. I really loved that one.
It's good if you listen to it on Audible as well, isn't it? Because she's just very dry and she reads it well, doesn't she? Yeah.
Yeah. And then there's an Esther Hicks book. Now, why can't I think of the name?
Is that the one that I got?
Yeah.
I think it is. Oh dear me, yeah, I can't think. I'll link it in the show notes, but yes, Esther Hicks, yeah, definitely recommend that.
I think they're just a few of my favorite ones just off the top of my head, but I have to say I am a bit obsessed with this subject, so I have read a lot of books on this, and they're just the ones that really just come to the forefront, really.
Yeah, so and some good choices there. So definitely agree with The Secret. There's also a YouTube video as well that you can watch.
Yes.
And I'll try and find the original that's got Esther, but she's actually Abraham Hicks within the video. And because she's not on the newest version, she's only on the older version. So I'll try and find the original version of that, because that's free on YouTube. I think you can also watch it on Netflix, but yeah. Then Jen Sincero's entire collection, the Badass Collection. So You Are a Badass, You Are a Badass Every Day, You Are a Badass at Making Money. Again, really enjoy listening to her on Audible. She's very easy to listen to. She's quite straight. Well, she's very straight to the point, like Sarah Aquisombi is as well. And just really easy to listen to if you listen to it on Audible. Gabriella Bernstein, The Universe Has Your Back.
That's a good one.
That one's quite, she's very into meditation and mantras. I forgot what they're called. Kundalini? Meditation?
Part of a yoga type practice thing as well, I think.
Yes. And I'm trying to, that's my goal for 2021, is to really get on to that, to calm mind, you know, be mindful. And on the subject of being mindful, it's not necessarily a law of attraction book or universe book, but the book that you got me, the Marissa Peer one, I am really, in fact, I'm going to hold it up right now, not that anybody can see it, but it's Mark Your Mirror and Change Your Life, hashtag I Am Enough, and I'm halfway through it and I've done the hypnosis and I need to talk to you about what's happened, actually. Ooh. But we'll do that offline. I'll talk to you about what's happened during some of my hypnosis, but this book very much teaches you about the way, and it goes kind of what you were saying before about be careful what you wish for. You know, when you the words that you use, your body will literally take it literally. So when you say things like "I'm dying today," or "This is hell,"
or "This is a nightmare," and...
exactly, like that is your body literally takes that literally, and so it can raise your frequency very negatively. So it's about not using those kinds of words, so that you can pull yourself out of, you can still feel something bad, but just the words that you use are really important. So it's a great book to talk about mindset. And then the final one that I wanted to say was Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. Now, I know you struggled with that.
I haven't ever made it to the end. I need to buy it in paperback because listening to it on Audible, the man's voice, I just couldn't actually bear it.
Yeah, I know, and it's funny because when you said that you couldn't, it made me feel like I couldn't listen to it either, but I have pushed through.
I'm proud of you, well done you.
The reason that that book kind of sticks in my mind is because it's a book from quite a while ago.
Yeah.
And the fact that, and I think you said that they wouldn't let him talk about frequencies. Was that the word?
Yeah, vibrational frequency. They took it all out because they said that was, you know, people wouldn't, that would put people off and they wouldn't get it.
Yeah.
So I find that really fascinating because was it written in the, I don't know, it was quite a long time ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a while ago. It was definitely a while ago. But he was a very successful man. I want to say he was very successful. He was a businessman, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Go on.
I was just going to say, didn't he interview loads of other successful business people?
Yes, exactly. A bit like kind of like Tony Robbins, you know, interviews and figures out the master secret. But I guess that's we were talking about before. You've got to do your research and then you can kind of plan things out and work towards your goal. So another really good one, just for the simple fact that it's from a while ago. So it's very interesting.
Yeah.
Really enjoyed this conversation. I could talk about this for another 2 hours.
Yeah, me too. But we don't want to put everybody off.
No, well, I hope that, you know, everybody will have taken something away. Because another thing, I'll finish on this, is when you listen to something, like you said, Lindsay, your brain, your eyes, they don't know what's real. You kind of tell it what's real. So when you're listening to things, you'll take away a different perspective to what somebody else will take away. The nuggets that you get will be very different to another person's nuggets. That sounded dodgy. But yeah, so when everybody's listening to this, I hope something will have resonated with them on their own personal journey, so that they'll feel either inspired to learn more or to keep going if they're already on this path. Really hope we've inspired everybody to at least have something, to take something away from this.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. So it has, just for me, it's been a great conversation.
Yes, and thank you everybody for listening. And as always, please leave us a review on iTunes and subscribe to the podcast. And we will see you, we'll speak to you all soon.
Take care. Bye.